Securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning, Southeastern Connecticut. Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group out of Mystic, Connecticut. www.obrienretire.com, 860-415-9614. Call me anytime, goes to my cell, and I'll get back to you. If you have any good jokes about benefits or HR, please send them in. We have a benefits expert with us today, Pamela Gracie. Welcome, Pamela. And Pamela is president and owner of GracieBenefitSolutions.com, G-R-A-C-E-Y, BenefitSolutions.com. So, what brought you into the benefits business? She's laughing.
I entered the benefit business kind of by accident. I've been a policy holder for a little over 18 and a half years. I have a son who is now almost 25.
Yep.
And one of our policies that we had was an accident program.
Yep.
And when he was about 17, he went out to Camp Woodward.
Yep.
And always into the extreme sports.
Yeah.
And he was there 2 days and decided to go off one of the sets of 10 stairs, which he had done, I couldn't tell you how many times.
Yeah.
Knew in the air it was not going to be the right landing and kicked the board, but when he landed, he destroyed the ligaments in his ankle.
Wow.
So that was the beginning of one of our many, many claims.
Yep.
I found out about 2.5 months later that we were going to be closing the center where I was a director of a child care center for 17 years.
Right.
And my agent started to inquire and asked me to come and interview in the industry. I actually told her no for three of those times. The fourth time she looked at me and said, why won't you come in, you know, look at what the industry can offer. And I laughed and told her that I was more into working with families and helping families and education than selling things.
Yeah.
And she laughed at me and said, every time I got your family paid, I wasn't helping your family. So needless to say, I went and I interviewed and I realized that it is an industry where you really can do a lot of help for families and education. And that's how I run my business is all on customer service base, ensuring that the clients have access to the right benefits and then being there when they need the assistance as well.
Yeah. I met Pam in our local B&I chapter, which is last week we talked about. We had Jerry Frechette on. Mm-hmm. And Business Networking International is basically business people helping each other out. So what you have to do is a one-on-one, which Pam and I have done. And as I got to know her, I realized her philosophy and my philosophy is very similar, which is basically learn as much as you can about the potential client, see whether you're a good fit. And if you're a good fit and you can help these people, figure out how to do it on an educational basis.
Exactly.
So your philosophy and mine are very, very similar. And that's why I'm so excited that you're on the show. Because a lot of people don't understand benefits. Mm-hmm. Disability insurance is something you do a lot of and whatnot. But your roots in this area go back a ways, right? And you're laughing because I didn't realize when you asked to meet the first time, you wanted to meet at Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
And I said, wait a minute. She works out at Glastonbury, her office, but she knew where Muddy Waters was. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your family history.
I grew up in East Lyme.
Okay.
My parents both came from New London, graduated from New London. My grandparents, one owned Pontiac Abbott Auto and was the big car dealership down there for years. And my other grandfather, Leo Messina, he was the cobbler down on Bank Street.
So Leo Messina. Yeah. It's an old name. Yep.
We spent most of our summers over at Thames Yacht Club.
Yep.
My father had his boat out of Burrs right by Fred Shanney.
Yep.
So our summers were spent down by the water.
Yep.
And over the time, like I said, we grew up in East Lyme. I moved to Tennessee for about 6 months, came back to Connecticut, and been here ever since.
Okay.
We live in East Haddam now.
Okay.
And my office, like I said, is in Glastonbury, but I'm very rarely at the office.
It's interesting. The show goes up to East Haddam because I had a couple come in my office through the show from East Haddam.
Yeah.
And I was like shocked. I go, I never would have met these very nice people if we hadn't, you know, been on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful way for people to learn about you and what you're doing and stuff like that. Yeah, benefits is an interesting thing because a lot of people, especially in the 50s, they might get laid off for whatever reason. You know, they're maybe at the high end of the pay scale, and they can continue their benefits, right?
Yes, the majority of our benefits, they are able to continue and take with them when they leave their companies.
Right.
And what's great is the majority of them also are rate stable, meaning when they purchase them, the rates don't increase over time.
All right. So you concentrate on disability insurance. Is there any other insurances you do?
So primarily is disability. We have accident, cancer protection, unfortunately.
So disability is provided by Aflac.
Correct.
Aflac. Right. We could do that like for the next 40 minutes. Who can Aflac each other? Hey, that was pretty good.
That was good.
Oh, man. We were out last night to a benefit. Mm-hmm. 500 people were at the Mystic Marriott for a BNI regional conference. So Pam was nominated as Member of the Year in the BNI Themes Group. It meets at Khan College on Thursday mornings at 7:15 a.m. 7:15 a.m. in the morning. And we actually have to get up and do a 1 minute, 45 second commercial each other. It's amazing how alive and vibrant everyone is at 7:15 in the morning. But that's how we met and whatnot. And Pam was nominated because she's just an excellent member, excellent networker. And she's an example for all you people out there that have a business and really good at your business, but you don't quite know how to market it. Mm-hmm. Pam's a perfect example of someone who knows her stuff, but Ashley's learned how to market it. And BNI has helped you a lot, right?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. It's an amazing organization. So anybody out there that has a business that wants to learn how to market it and wants to be people that want to refer to you, they want to learn what you do, how you help people, and find out how they can refer to you. Please let us know because once again, you can reach me during the week at dobryan@ifgrr.com or www.obryanretire.com. Now, I want to give you Pam's contact information. You employers out there that have trouble with people leaving all the time, the job market's getting a little more competitive, right, Pam?
Yes, it is.
So if you want to reach Pam during the week, her number is 860-575-3381. Gracie, Gracey, BenefitSolutions.com, Pamela@GracieBenefitSolutions.com. You can email her. She'll come in. She'll review all your plans. Sometimes she can help. Sometimes she can't. It all depends. And we'll talk about in the next segment when it gets a little tricky, especially with disability, in terms of changing policies and whatnot, and how it can negatively affect your employees. And we'll talk about all that on the next segment. We'll also talk about later on the show, IRS is going to start accepting and processing 2017 tax returns pretty soon. And we'll talk about that also. There's a lot going on in the markets, a lot going on with the state of Connecticut. We'll touch upon also. We'll talk about finding a tax professional. All right. Pam and I have someone we use and we really like in our BNI group. He's a real pro and whatnot. And, we'll talk about all those things. So, stay with us and we'll be back. Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group. See you in a few. Bye-bye. Southeastern Connecticut, Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group, Mystic, Connecticut, www.obryanretire.com. When I say I'm from Mystic, Connecticut, I live and work in Mystic, Connecticut. That's where my office is. But I deal with clients in like 20 states, all over the place. People call me from North Carolina, L.A., Florida, New Jersey. Hey, Danny, what's up? I get a lot of that, you know. Some of my old friends from Staten Island, I go down to visit them, and it's like, hey, Vince, what's up? Not much. Denny, you talk funny. I know, Vinny. I live in Eastern Connecticut. I don't talk that way anymore. So my wife says, the St. Patrick's Day show, I spent summers when I was a kid in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when I came back to St. Patrick's School in Richmond Town, Staten Island, all my buddies were like, what's going on with you? What do you mean, what's wrong with me? I talk him perfectly fine. I had his Irish accent. I'm like, you know, 13 years old. I was there with my grandmother half the summer, and he came back with an Irish accent. So my wife, the Norwegian, says, you know what? You should do your St. Patrick's show in an Irish brogue.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Now, I don't drink, but they probably think I restarted if I... Chris, the engineer, is looking at me like, you're an idiot. I've been called worse, Chris. I'm telling you right now. I can read your thoughts as we speak. I'm with Pamela Gracie, CEO, President, Chief Honcho, Gracie Benefit Solutions. Pamela helps you and your employees with their benefits in the best way and the most logical way and the most cost-saving way of going about that. What's going on in the industry? What do you see happening with employers and employees?
Well, there's been a lot of changes, as we had talked about earlier. So one of the big things that we first start off with is the benefit consultation.
Yeah.
For me, it's really more about learning what is going on within the business, because
right.
we do have a lot of partners. It's not just what programs and products I can bring in.
Right.
We have a lot of services that we can also assist with.
Right.
So we want to know, are they having high turnover like we spoke about?
Right.
Are they having high workers' comp claims?
Right.
Do they have benefits in place?
Right.
What is the morale within the business?
Right.
And then from there, we can determine which programs make the best sense, what services make the best sense. And if there's programs that I don't offer,
yeah.
I do have great partners through the relationships that we have
right.
to ensure that we are bringing the best services.
What employee count do you comfortable dealing with?
Well, I kind of have a huge spread. I can do really small mom and pop shops, three employees.
Yep.
All the way up to I have some accounts that I manage that are thousands.
Thousands.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So,
right.
And each one obviously has its own nuances as to what services are going to be the best fit for
them. Do you typically deal with the owner or the HR department,
depends on the size of the company.
Right.
Yep. So ideally it is great to be able to meet with the business owner,
right.
but some of the larger companies, they're almost removed. So
right.
it is that at that point,
right.
better to meet with HR.
HR and figure out what they're doing.
Yeah.
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 If it's one where they might have a CFO, sometimes
right.
it'll be the two of us.
Now, with a company like under 50, mm-hmm. 50 employees that doesn't have their own HR department,
mm-hmm.
are you essentially, if they bring you in and you start really handling this end, you become the de facto HR in some ways? No, not on the legal sense.
Not on the legal sense, yeah.
But more on the benefit
correct,
side.
On the benefit side.
Okay.
Because we have, again, the resources that we can bring in. I can bring technology in if they need assistance with benefit technology.
Right.
So maybe they do everything on paper right now,
right.
which is inefficient,
right.
takes a lot of time.
Right.
We can then provide services where we're giving them that technology.
Will you train their people with
exactly.
the technology?
Yep.
Because sometimes, you know, people need to be trained.
Yep. And we are able to actually build that platform to their exact needs for that individual.
For their industry, for
correct.
Their account, and what's going on.
Exactly.
See, that's huge. So you
yeah.
come in as a consultant and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you charge by the hour to do
I
any
don't.
Of this?
For me, again, education, I came
right.
from that. It's really more about where can I bring the most value, and
right.
I don't charge for that consultation.
Okay. All right.
From there, it's just a matter of once we determine, then we'll go in and kind of identify where are the key places to begin.
Right.
Sometimes I will even bring in something that's not my product or
right.
service initially, because that's the first solution that needs to be addressed.
Okay, right.
And then from there, we'll build and ensure that that client has exactly what they need,
right.
whether it is my services or not, because
okay.
my goal is to ensure that that business is actually getting what they need.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. So it's a consultative approach
mm-hmm.
where you're trying to learn as much as you can, which is kind of,
right.
you know, what we talked about
mm-hmm.
earlier in my office, what I do also. And I think that's key, and it attracts a certain type of client, you
mm-hmm.
know, because so many people are selling
yes.
products.
Yeah.
You see, run across that a lot?
Yes. We run into it where, you know, they're going in with a initial thought of, I'm going in, I'm selling disability, accident, cancer, whatever their, you know, product or service is.
Right.
And sometimes that may not be the solution that's actually needed.
Right.
Or we run into clients that they already have benefits in place,
right.
but maybe there's some either an issue with what's going on,
right.
or they just want the employees to have more options.
Right.
So we'll run into situations where sometimes they'll actually ask us to remove, you know, basically take over what's currently in place for the benefit package they have. And I always sit down with the business owner or that HR person, ensure that they understand what that ramification can be.
Right.
Obviously, it's great to be able to bring our products and services in, but in some cases, it could be detrimental to that employee. So
right.
if they have a disability policy, a hospital policy, and they have somebody that's maybe already pregnant or maybe has a cancer diagnosis or a critical illness, we're not doing that employee any service by going in and taking away their benefit and putting our services in place if our particular product has a wait period.
Right.
So it's very important to me to ensure that the clients are getting the proper programs that meet that need. And I will always advise an employer to either keep it on their payroll as long as possible,
right.
or, you know, side by
or
side.
Or subsidize the individual
or
continuation.
Or ensure that that person can take it with them to, you know, get through whatever that situation is that they may have on, instead of taking something away that they really need.
Now explain the wait period on the, is it really disability we're talking about?
There's a few of them.
Yeah.
We have disability programs, hospital programs, and a critical illness rider.
Right.
So all of them have what's called a 12-month look back, look forward.
Right.
So some disability carriers, you can't get coverage if you've had a heart attack, cancer, stroke, any of those type ailments
right.
previously.
Right.
Ours is, if your effective date is February 1st, we yep. look at the medical file of February 1st of this year to February 1st of last year.
Okay.
Just what's in that file in that 12-month period
right.
is what's considered pre-existing.
Right.
And then the first 12 months of that particular ailment would not provide a benefit.
Okay.
As soon as that 12-month window ends, everything is covered to the fullest extent.
Now, if they have no history on the 12-month look back, mm-hmm. is the coverage immediately effective?
It's immediately effective if it's due to an injury, and there's always a 30-day wait for anything that's health-related,
right.
and at the end of that 30-day wait, then it is effective.
Then it is effective.
Maternity has a 10-month wait from effective date to delivery.
10 months, huh?
Yeah.
So
ultimately, you can't be pregnant and purchasing your coverage. You have
yeah.
to be proactive with all of the coverages, and
yeah.
and that's why it's important for the employee lawyers and anybody that's, you know, looking to have benefits in place, regardless of where they're getting them,
yeah.
is to make sure that they're doing that research ahead of time.
Right.
Don't wait. Unfortunately, we have clients all the time that will call and say, hey, you know, this is going on. Can I get the coverage now? And it's
yeah.
it's heartbreaking to say,
yeah.
no, I wish I could, but well, I'm sorry.
They only want you when you don't need them,
yeah,
right? It's like the bank wants to give you a loan when you're rich already, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, that is the case sometimes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it is. It's very difficult at times when they're looking for it and it's too late to provide that benefit
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, you know, because it's an area I think a lot of people don't understand. Does COBRA
yeah.
enter into your industry at all, or is that, well, just healthcare? COBRA is the
yes,
continuation
and,
that
yeah.
you can continue your
mm-hmm.
your healthcare coverage.
All of our benefits are not connected to COBRA, so they can continue ours.
Right.
We do have, when we get into our larger clients, as
yeah.
part of some of our administration services that we could bring in, we can actually bring in COBRA administration. So
okay.
yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay, I got
yeah.
you. I got you. So your
yeah.
technology is pretty formidable.
Yeah, we have small benefit admin systems that we actually use as our enrollment platform.
Right.
So any of our small employers, they actually get that as part of their initial enrollment with us.
Right.
And then when we get into some of the larger companies or the school systems and things like that, we can again build that platform to their exact needs.
Now tell me about the public business that
yeah.
you do.
So the public sector, we actually have even more services that we are helping. We all know, unfortunately, that a lot of the towns and municipalities, school systems, they've had so many budget cuts that it's sad. They're kind of taking it from the people that need it the most,
right.
unfortunately. And so what we're able to do, again, is once we do the consultation, we can identify what area is that best area to support. But
right.
we can provide different subsidies to help their budgeting. So
right.
whether it may be helping them offset FSA costs, bringing
right.
in technology, we have value-added services where we actually pay 100% of the cost for all of the employees, even the ones that don't enroll in our programs.
Right.
And there's five different options that the employer can choose from. So again, during that consultation, we determine which service is the best fit. And then all of the employees, when they sit down with us, we are able to enroll them and provide that from the employer.
Is their technology up to speed with the private sector, or they need more help?
Well, the ones that we are able to provide, they're
yeah.
getting that. But
yeah.
again, it depends on the size of the company, because
yeah.
we'll run into some of the even larger companies that
yeah.
are
little dated.
Really little behind this, you know,
yeah.
eight ball. They're doing everything on paper. And
yeah.
for the amount of employee count, it's very difficult for them to be doing it on paper.
Do you guys
as well.
Do anything with the federal government agencies? Or?
We actually do. There's we are in a lot of the post offices. There's a lot of the different federal organizations that we are able to work with, but it goes through our broker coordinator department.
Okay. So if employees are out there, they don't have a company, but they work for a company, and they have very limited benefits, what would you suggest they do?
Reach out to me. Yep. Touch base and, you know,
what make we an introduction
to
in
make
and
an introduction
say,
to the employer, to the HR rep, depending on the size of the company.
Yep.
Again, we can provide that service, that consultation at no cost.
Okay. And your contact information is, again?
It's 860-575-3381 is my cell, so call, text, either way. And my website is GracieBenefitSolutions.com, and my email is Pamela@GracieBenefitSolutions.com.
Yeah, yeah. Reach out to her because, once again, probably the most non-salesy insurance-related person I've ever met. Okay, and so you sure you're insurance? I kept asking, are you sure you're in, you know, disability and whatnot? And she's like, no, she's mellow. And I think it's because you got into the industry a little later that you have
sense.
Yeah, you have this sense of wanting to help people, working with children before that and everything else. We're going to take a break in about a minute. My name is Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group. If you would like your free Retirement 10 Commandments sent to you in a PowerPoint, please email me at dobrien@ifgrr.com. I'll get that right out to you on Monday. And if you would like a Retirement in a Nutshell 18-page cash flow report, retail value, $495. I made that up, by the way. You can have it for free. And it takes me a little while to do it, but it's a wonderful thing to have. We'll catch you on the next break. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. South Houston, Connecticut. I'm with Pam Gracie, President and CEO of GracieBenefitSolutions.com. Pam, you're an expert on HR. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Pam, do you realize the IRS says they're going to start accepting and processing 2017 tax returns on January 29th? So don't, you early birds, you little eager beavers, hold off. They're not ready for you.
They're not ready.
And I think it's January 29th, 2018, right?
Correct.
Yeah, let's hope, right? And expect, I'll make a bet with you, a dollar bet, that they will not make January 29th because they got a lot of work to do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So anyway, expects to issue 9 out of 10 refunds within 21 days. To get the fastest refund possible, file electronically, request direct deposit of the refund amount. IRS says it won't start processing paper returns until mid-February. Those son of a guns. You old-fashioned dudes out there that like to do everything by paper? Yeah, you're being penalized. You know it. And requested mailed paper check adds more time for processing and delivering. So if you send in your return by paper and send them a check...
Maybe September, October.
No. they might need the full 120 days on that. So, oh, we're joking around here, right? The due date for 2017 returns is April 17th. Mm-hmm. Since April 15th is a Sunday and the 16th is a Emancipation Day, a legal holiday in the District of Columbia. Can you believe this?
I like the extra couple of days.
Yeah, a little extra couple of days and stuff like that. Surveys show that many more Americans prepare and file their tax returns themselves using tax preparation software or by hand than use a professional tax advisor.
Don't advise it.
I don't advise it at all, okay? Mm. If you're a kid just working part-time, fine. Send in the easy form and everything else. But once you own stuff,
gets a little tricky.
It gets a little tricky, and the money you think you're saving is fool's gold.
Yes,
and you don't even know what you're losing. Use a tax preparer.
Absolutely.
Pam and I both use Peter Maneri. He's a CPA out of Norwich.
He's great.
Say, I don't want to go to Norwich, but you know what? I don't want a CPA in my hometown because chances are all the ladies and guys in his office know me. I coach your kid in Little League, and I don't really want them knowing my
personal business.
My personal business. So I like using someone a little away and whatnot. But Peter's fantastic. His phone number is 860-889-3825. And it's pmaneri@petermaneri.com. His staff is fantastic.
Yes,
and
they are.
We've had a great experience with them. Yes, he's in my BNI group. Yes, I'm prejudiced, but I love the guy. I think he's great.
He does a great job.
And he does a very, very good job. So get out there and use him or whatnot. So most Americans do it themselves, but this may not be the year to do that. With the new Tax Cuts and Jobs Act revising the entire tax code, from the start of 2018, this year's filing season objective should be not just prepare and file the 2017, but also update your tax planning going forward. The process of preparing your 2017 return presents an opportune time to review your tax situation line by line in the light of the new law and new and better tax strategies for the future. Waiting until you prepare your 2018 next year is not the way to go. And when Peter came in the other day for the meeting, he said he was in 16 hours of training Monday and Tuesday, not 16 hours each day, poor man. But
it's pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. So I need an expert in certain areas.
Absolutely.
I don't know employee benefits.
I don't want to deal negatively with the IRS. I let somebody else take care of it. That's one
group you don't want to owe money to, you know?
Well, let Peter
I had my friend Vinny down in Staten Island. You don't want to owe Vinny money either, you know? Not a good idea. So if you want to find a tax return, is the best way to get one is from your financial advisor or another professional already employed. You come in as a referral, they're going to treat you like a king and queen that you truly are because they want more referrals. So it's always good to come in a referral. So if you want a referral, let me know, and I'm more than happy to help you. And if you want a referral into Pam Gracie of Gracie Benefit Solutions, let me know because Pam will take very good care of you. Or else, right, Pam? She's laughing at me. She knows I'm easy. If you want to check bona fides of a tax preparer, blah, blah, blah. We know who's good around here and whatnot. But there's a lot of good people out there. You also, people have prepared their own tax returns. How many times have we seen this where they've made mistakes in past years for those that did it themselves and they got to get it fixed? You got to go to a pro. Get it fixed. You can fix it anytime. It's not a big deal. But if you underpaid, you know, get up there, get it done, get into Peter, and he'll help you out and get you organized. Because, as you know, with benefits, they have certain tax implications,
yes,
right, Pam?
Do. Yep.
Let's get into that a little bit.
Sure. So businesses are able to set their benefits up, some of them, on a pre-tax basis.
Right.
We don't recommend setting disability up on pre-tax just because of the tax implication after when you're actually utilizing your programs.
Right.
But for employers, it's a great way to offset their taxes and helps for both the employee and the employer.
So if the employee's paying it, it's an after-tax benefit. If the employer's paying it, they get the tax deduction.
No. So if the employer has a Section 125 pre-tax documents, we are able to have the employee have their deductions done on a pre-tax benefit basis for the benefits that qualify.
Right.
The employer also does have the tax savings as well.
Now, what's this Section 125?
It's their pre-tax documents that the IRS governs.
Approved.
Correct.
Does this have to be approved by the IRS?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And there are certain guidelines that they should be following. So one of the things that I do as a district coordinator, I go in and I'll go into some of the older accounts that we have in place and try to advise the clients, you know, you really should be doing your annual reviews no matter what agency you're using, because with the Section 125, as far as compliance, they should always have in hand a copy of their current Section 125 documents, as well as a supporting documentation showing that annually every employee was given the opportunity to enroll, waive, change, and those documents should be on hand.
Is that a form that they agree or decline?
Correct. So whoever's handling their benefit package should be making sure that that is being done. Some of the employers don't always like to let the employees come off the line or, you know, step away from what they're doing. However, it does put the business in kind of jeopardy, so to speak.
Is that a Labor
IRS.
Department audit?
It's actually IRS.
IRS audit, okay.
There are fines associated.
Which is worse, I don't know.
So periodically, the IRS does go in and do spot
review
checks.
Everything
yeah.
else.
So, you know, it is important. So when I'm opening up a client and we're putting a new benefit package in place and we've suggested a Section 125, that's part of that conversation is to ensure that annually you are going to do that.
Yeah.
You have new hires come on. There's a period of time that the employer agrees this is when that employee would be deemed eligible. They should be having those meetings take place. And again, that documentation done as well.
Now, everything you're talking about has heavy, heavy integration with the payroll provider, whoever it is. So do you work hand in hand with them, or do you?
Some of it is in-house.
Right.
So it's, you know,
you can have someone sitting
employer.
There doing it themselves.
Correct.
Right.
And when we are done with the actual enrollment, we provide a spreadsheet. So that way, too, it's very easy for them. Even if they have an outside provider, they can send that spreadsheet over so they can see exactly what the employee has purchased, which benefits are pre-tax, which benefits are after-tax, what the total deductions are.
So you don't get involved directly with payroll processing?
Correct.
Okay. So they have payroll processing, whoever it is, ADP or...
Yep.
Or paychecks.
Peter.
Right. You know, yep. They could have, you know, a local business could have this local CPA doing it and
exactly.
whatnot.
Yep.
But all you get involved is giving them the information that they need and whatnot.
Absolutely. We get everything set up so it's very easy for them to get that information in place.
All right. So if they want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can call me or text me, 860-575-3381.
Okay.
My website is GracieBenefitSolutions.com. And they can email me at Pamela@GracieBenefitSolutions.com.
Yeah, thanks for repeating that, because we have people drive by listening in the car and whatnot.
Yes.
And if you want to reach Pam and you didn't get all that, just call me or email me at dobryan@ifgrr.com, www.obryanretire.com to get your retirement 10 commandments. And or your retirement in a nutshell, 18-page cash flow report. And you can call me anytime at 860-415-9614. It goes to my cell, and I'll usually respond pretty quickly to you. And I'll refer you Pam's information, and then we can talk again and whatnot. And we're wrapping up the third segment here. Before we go, I have a simple formula for living. Live below your means. Return everything you borrow. Stop blaming other people. Admit it when you make a mistake. Give clothes not worn to charity. Do something nice and try not to get caught. Listen more, talk less. Every day, take a 30-minute walk. Strive for excellence, not perfection. Be on time. Don't make excuses. Don't argue. Get organized. And be kind to unkind people. That's that's a tough one, right?
Yes.
There's a couple more. We'll go through them. See you in a few. Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group. Talk to you in a few. Good morning, Southeastern Connecticut. Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group. For your Retirement 10 Commandments, go to www.obryanretire.com off exit 90 up from Steak Loft in Mystic. I always have plenty of places to eat, Pam, at lunchtime, you know, which is nice, you know. Where's your office at?
My office is up in Glastonbury. I'm there maybe once a week, but
yeah,
I'm on the road all the time.
Because you're going in to visit companies,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So anyway, I just want to go for simple formula for living, okay? I should finish with it, but let's do it. Why
Absolutely.
Not? Before I got cut off. Live below your means. Pretty good advice.
Absolutely.
Return everything you borrow. Don't you hate when you find something you borrowed 10 years ago and you're too embarrassed to return it? Here's a big one. Stop blaming other people.
Take ownership.
You know what? Take ownership. Yeah, maybe they had the... Stop blaming other people.
You're in control.
You own it. You're in control. Go for it. You don't want that on your grave, right?
No.
Admit it when you make a mistake. Boy, that's a tough one. We all make them.
We do, but consider them lessons.
You notice how you get better at it when you're married? You're forced to admit when you make a mistake. Honey, just kidding. Don't get mad. Give clothes not worn to charity. That's a great one.
Yes.
You know, do something nice and try not to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool one. Kind of says it all, doesn't
yeah.
it? You
yeah.
know, I love people like that that do things
just
nice.
Give.
Yeah,
give
do nice things and,
yep.
and don't want to
you
tell
don't need,
anybody.
You don't need the...
Then you hear from a third person
yes.
and he says, you know, because it always gets out. Karma's karma.
Absolutely.
You do good, you get good. You do bad, Chris.
It comes back.
It comes back and bites you in the you know what, right?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. Every day, take a 30-minute walk. Boy, that's a good one.
It is very good.
Someone, Reba McEntire, the country singer,
mm-hmm.
She was saying she recently got divorced, 26 years she was married, and she said that she had to practice being still, which meant just don't run around with your head cut off, just chill,
mm-hmm.
all right? And one of the ways she learned to do that was just take a walk every day in the woods.
Clear her head.
That 30-minute walk, and many times when the weather gets a little warmer, Lori and I leave the office at 3, and around 3:34, we just walk. Mm-hmm. We don't even know where
wow.
we're going half the time. We walk in Mystic, and invariably the cars are beeping, hey, you know, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll stop in at Angie's or Grass and Bone or the new place or stop in to eat something. We're empty nesters now, so we can do whatever the heck we want.
You can enjoy it.
Enjoy it. And then we run into more people. Mm-hmm. And by the time we get home at night at 6:30, it's like, you know, it was nice.
Yeah,
cleared my head. Cleared my head. Because you know and I know we deal with, you know, a lot of tension, busy mm-hmm. decisions and whatnot. So that's a good one. Listen more, talk less, boy. You know how
that's
someone's talking and you're thinking about what you're going to say, and so you're not really listening?
Mm-hmm.
So you find that rare person actually listens to everything you say? Boy, that's someone, that's a jewel.
Yes.
You know, and I'm trying to do that more and more and not think about,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I'm going to say. But I got to work at that.
I think everybody does.
Yeah. Strive for excellence, not perfection. Do your best, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always give it your all.
Nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Be on time. Don't make excuses. employees,
absolutely. Everything.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be late now.
If you're not there 5 minutes early, you're late.
You're late. Yeah, that Coach Conklin of the Jacksonville Jaguars, previously New York Giants, mm-hmm. if you came into a meeting 2 minutes mm-hmm. before, you're late.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, and what he was trying to tell these young men is just enough isn't good enough.
Exactly.
You know, especially in the NFL. You can do that extra.
Yep.
You know, and look what he's done with Jacksonville and Coach Marone, who everybody gave up for dead this weekend. And I'm worried about this game, Pats fans. I'm very worried. These Jaguars are tough mentally.
Yeah.
They're tough mentally. We got to bring our A game.
It'll
I hope Tom Brady's hand's okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Only heard a little bit about the thumb, so we'll see how it goes.
Let's hope everything's okay, you know. So, here's the other one. Don't argue, get organized.
I like that.
You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people like to argue.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's okay to go back and forth, but you know, get organized. Don't argue. Be kind to unkind people. Now, I mentioned that in the last segment.
Yes.
That's a tough one.
It is. But
take a deep breath.
You take a deep breath.
Are they having a bad day?
Exactly. Usually that is the case. It's usually not you that they're mad at or whatever
right.
it is. It's
right.
they've got other things going on. You should.
I used to get excited by road rage. Now, I kind of blow it off.
Yep.
Well, the guy that gave me the finger the other day, I didn't think that was very nice, but I figured maybe he was having a bad day. Let someone cut ahead of you in line. All right, the inner New Yorker in me has a hard time with this.
I did it this morning.
Did you really? What did you do, driving? Or?
No, over at Vault getting coffee this morning.
Yeah. You just kind of...
There was a lady with 2 children, so I let them go.
Yeah, you let them go.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you're the one that cut ahead.
No, I let them...
Oh, okay.
Go in front of me in line.
I'm glad you know.
No.
People thinking you're nice here, Greg.
No.
Pam, people are thinking
nice.
I
always let people go.
All right. Take time to be alone. Well, it's kind of like talk about Reba McEntire going through her changes. Cultivate good manners. I think that is something that is sorely missing.
Yeah.
Good manners. Just be polite. Open the door. Hold the door.
Yep.
If somebody holds the door for you, smile.
Say thank you.
Smile. Thank you for holding the door. Just be polite. You know, I know sometimes we're like in our own little world and we forget stuff. I'll tell you the story. I'm driving around down south, all right? And I'm in the mountains of West Virginia, Shenandoah, or up in the mountains and stuff. And everybody in their steering wheel was kind of like raising their fingers like this to me. You know, the right hand was going up and stuff. And I turned to Lori, who grew up in Abilene, Texas. I said, Lori, why are they twitching their right hand? She goes, they're saying hello to you, you moron.
You should be doing it back.
So everybody I met in Nashville, they were like, how you doing? How you doing? Good, yeah. Just fine. I go, Lori, these people are wearing me out with this kindness and friendliness. I don't have the energy. Yeah, I'm saying hi to 30 people from the convenience store pump into the store. You know? She says, welcome to the South, my boy. Welcome to the South. So, you know, have good manners. Here's a good one. Be humble.
Agreed.
Boy, we could use that in our political world. Be humble. Nobody's better than everybody else. You know, eventually we're all going to meet our maker.
Yep.
Realize and accept the fact that life isn't fair. All you little millenniums out there, life can be tough. It can be not fair. But life is good.
Yes, it is.
Life is good. And sometimes you'll get beaten down. People will be mean.
Learn from it. Move on.
You'll have somebody in your office you don't like is a moron. You know, we get it. Mm-hmm. They want to put the air conditioning at 61 when everybody else in the office wants 72. And they don't give a hoot about everyone else. And if you're listening out there, you know who you are. Know when to keep your mouth shut. What do you think of that one?
I think that can be important as well sometimes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, again, it kind of goes back to the arguing. You know,
exactly.
Some things don't need to be said.
Exactly. Sometimes you just know. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, when you're married, you learn that. And sometimes you just got to let it go.
Yeah.
You know? They're grouchy. It's fine. I'm grouchy. It's fine.
Yep.
You know, don't hype up on everything. Here's a good one. Go an entire day without criticizing anybody.
I think that is great.
Yeah. That's a really, really good thing. And I don't really get into that.
I don't at all.
Yeah. I just move on.
I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you get somebody's, you know, whatever. But I kind of like blow that stuff off. You know, I'm grateful to get up every morning myself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, I looked in the Day the other day. It was 2 weeks ago. There were 21 obituaries in there.
Yes.
21. I was like, what the heck is going on out there? Well,
and unfortunately, it's all age ranges.
It's all age ranges, right? And stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you on a future show, I'm going to talk about this opiate crisis. Because I've been doing a lot of reading on it, because I like to research stuff and find out what led to it, what happened, and everything else. And it's kind of a strange odyssey, my research, and where it turned up. And every time I think about it, I get madder and madder. Mm-hmm. So I might have a show just on that. It has nothing to do with retirement. It has nothing to do with investing or that sort of thing. But it just ticks me off. And I'm trying to hold off till I calm down about it, because there are people to blame for this.
Yeah.
This is a classic case of really, really you allowed this? So I might have a show on that. But that goes along with life isn't fair, I guess, you know, whatnot. Learn from the past, plan for the future. A lot of people come in my office and they tell me, I made this mistake. Mm-hmm. I made that mistake. I shouldn't have done that. Okay?
Sounds like they're owning it.
Yes.
As long as they're learning from it.
Right. But what I tell them is, move on.
Oh, absolutely.
It's time. You made it. You learned. The fact that you're here talking to someone else. Mm-hmm. That has seen pretty much a lot. You know, I haven't seen everything, but I've seen 90% of it. Means you've done good. Now let's move on from
it. Absolutely.
Because some people just live in that that circular doom scenario.
Not
very mistake. Move on. We all make them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's come in my office has made mistakes. Everybody on my side of the desk has made mistakes. We've all made them. So and whatnot. Live in the present. You know, that's a beautiful thing. I think yoga's taught me that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just relax, enjoy it. When you're doing yoga, it's the best thing in the world. And I'll talk about that. Don't sweat the small stuff. What do you think, Pam?
I totally agree with that one.
That's right. Yes. Raising kids.
Yeah. Everything. You got to let things go.
And the final thing, it's all small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all small stuff when you really think about it and everything else. Pam, I know we didn't talk any bit more about it, but thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Retirement planning and whatnot Everybody comes in that's still working wants to talk about their benefits and what they're doing. You're a pro at it. Thank you. What's your contact information for the last time?
Sure. 860-575-3381. Call or text.
Okay.
My email is pamela@graciebenefitsolutions.com. And the website is graciebenefitsolutions.com.
Right. And Pamela will help you. She'll go through everything and help you get up to speed. Thank you so much
You're welcome.
It's a wonderful thing to be working with professionals in areas that I just don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And I need your help when I come across a situation where there's a company and he's having high attrition. She wants to add people. How can she keep them? She's going to train them. Mm-hmm. She's going to put a lot of money into these people. And she doesn't want to lose them.
Yes, there's a lot of money that is spent in that area.
And you can help. So thanks again for coming on. We'll talk to you next week. Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group, www.obrienretired.com. Come to my website. Listen to some old shows. I've got about 12 of them up there. Take care. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the slightly warmer weather. Bye-bye now.